Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. One of my favorite tools I use for my business, and one that I think all nonprofits can use, is Flowdesk. They make it so easy to send out mass emails. It takes me just a few minutes, and I can send out as many as I want. Why? Because Flowdesk only uses flat pricing. That means the same fee no matter how many subscribers you have or how many emails you send. Not only that, but they have the most beautiful and easy to use templates to use when creating an email. It's no longer stressful or time consuming. It also has amazing other tools like workflows and checkout for selling products, but that's a whole other podcast episode. In the meantime, go to my show notes for my link and start your free trial to check it out. Want to get half off for a full year? Make sure to use my link. Yes, that's a full year at half off. Go check it out now. Time management isn't about control. It's about freedom. Freedom to focus on what matters most, freedom to rest without guilt, and freedom to lead with clarity and purpose. As nonprofit leaders, we give so much of ourselves to others, but your mission needs you healthy, rested, and present. Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. Hey friends, Wendy here. Welcome back to the Nonprofit Nook. This is my first solo pod, so welcome to this little experiment of mine. I have so many topics that I've thought about doing for this podcast, but what really keeps resonating for me right now is time management. It's one of my favorite things. I know, I'm a nerd. But before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another person telling me how to do something that doesn't work, stick with me for a minute. Because this isn't about cramming more into your day or about telling you how you need to take things off your plate. It's about creating space for what matters most to you. So many of my friends and colleagues say to me, you're so organized, or how do you have time for everything? And I always respond with, you have to make time. But what does that really mean? The reality of nonprofit leadership is we're always on. We're expected to be there for everyone, our staff, our volunteers, our board, our community. We're the ones holding things together. But if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't hold anyone else up. It's like they always say, when the oxygen masks drop down, you have to put yours on first. But the reality is that doesn't just apply to emergencies. When we don't manage our time intentionally, we end up accessible to everyone all the time. Calls, text, emails at all hours. You know what I mean? That late night message from a board member who's catching up after work. Or that early, early morning volunteer call. It's also all the meetings. last-minute meetings, pickup meetings when someone walks in. Someone always just wants to check in. It's not that they're trying to interrupt you. They're just working when they can. But it can be overwhelming, and in my opinion, is the fastest way to burnout. Have you ever just felt like you wanted to disappear so no one can find you? Yep, been there, felt that. Here's the thing. We as leaders have to set boundaries. We need rest. We need time for our families. We need space to breathe so we can keep showing up for others in a sustainable way. We even need to take time to be creative and think outside the box so we can keep leading. So how do we manage with intention and not guilt? Because that's what we end up doing so often. First things first, you can't manage what you don't measure. If you've never done this before, I want you to start by tracking how you actually spend your time. Do it for a week, or better yet, 2 weeks. You can jot notes in a notebook, use your calendar, or even download a fancy time tracking app. Whatever works for you and is easy, something that's doable and manageable, okay? Not something that adds a bunch of time to your schedule, because we want to capture your schedule as is. The key is to capture as much detail as possible. Seriously. Things like, I spent 45 minutes checking email, or I spent 30 minutes scrolling social media, or an hour prepping for a meeting, or 20 minutes trying to find that sign I had made. And even the personal stuff, like 20 minutes getting my kid dressed, or 30 minutes driving my kid back and forth to a school activity, 45 minutes researching recipes and creating a meal plan, or an hour grocery shopping, whatever it is, take note. Make sure it's on your list. And at the end of that week or the 2 weeks, I want you to look at it honestly. I'm betting you're gonna be surprised. I know every time I do this, there's always something that surprises me. And do yourself a favor. Don't judge yourself over what you see. It's no one's business how much time you spend on social media or watch TV or do anything else you might feel like you shouldn't be doing. Don't fall for the negativity trap. Just observe what's happening. You'll start to see patterns, like when you're most productive, where time slips away, or even patterns on what your most common interruptions or emergencies are. And yes, I'm using air quotes for those not watching this on video, because we all know how someone else's emergency can affect your schedule. Now, this is where most people start using the word delegate when it comes to things on your plate, but that's another podcast, in my opinion. Right now, I'm focused on how to make time. So let's just go with what you're doing now. Now that you see where time really goes, you can start making intentional choices about it, right? But let's not jump the gun. Next, I want you to write down and say out loud your priorities for how you want to spend your time. This sounds simple, but it's actually really powerful because saying it out loud gives it weight. Putting in writing gives it even more weight. So I want you to ask yourself, what do I want more time for? What gives me energy? What drains me, but I still have to get it done? Maybe your priorities are family dinners or personal time for learning or even just a dedicated space for strategy work, not just putting out fires. When you know what truly matters, it's easier to say yes with purpose and no with confidence. And that's how you make time. Saying no will feel very weird at first. But trust me, just go with it a few times. See what happens. I bet you'll find it works wonders on your schedule, and you might find it becomes a little addictive. Don't worry, the freedom it gives you will feel good, but I doubt you'll go overboard with this. Knowing what's important to you is empowering. And honestly, once you realize it, you'll see that that's what real time management is all about. Now let's take those priorities that you wrote down and that you said out loud and start building structure around them. This is where time blocking comes in. Time blocking means grouping similar tasks together and assigning specific blocks of time to focus on them. For example, Mondays could be for planning and staff check-ins. Tuesdays could be for donor outreach or meetings. Wednesday nights, maybe those are always for school activities. And maybe Fridays are for your creative work or your long-term strategy. You might even block personal time, which I hope you do, for reading or exercise or just rest. And here's the trick. You have to treat those blocks like appointments. I know, it's hard, but you wouldn't skip a board meeting, right? So don't skip your own protected time either. This is how you create a week that aligns with your values instead of reacting to everyone else's urgency. Once you've built your time block calendar, I want you to commit to trying it for 1 month. I know, sounds like a long time, but I promise you, you're gonna need that time. You wanna put it in your calendar and you wanna really live in it. See what works, see what doesn't. Take note. And at the end of the month, I want you to reflect, not with judgment, but curiosity. And I want you to ask yourself, what felt easy about this new calendar? What was really hard to make work? And what would make this more realistic? And then I want you to tweak it. Now's the time to adjust. Because good time management isn't rigid. It evolves as you do. The goal isn't perfection. It's awareness and progress. This is going to be one of those things that just changes over time as your life changes, as your roles change, as your commitments and your relationships change. And feel free to do this exercise over and over because things just might change. This year has been a full year of change for me, and I'm still in the works of figuring out my new rhythm, my new time block. I'm going to be honest with you. When you start making these changes, you might also get some pushback from people. They're going to notice. And people don't love change. I'm one of the weirdos that does, but most people don't love change. Especially if your new boundaries make things a little less convenient for them. Your board might need to adjust how they communicate with you. Your staff might need more planning time just to get on your calendar. And your family might notice the shift at first. But this isn't about them. It's about creating the life you want and you need. And the best way to manage that pushback is through clear communication. Communication solves most of the world's problems, in my opinion. So you need to tell people what you're doing and why you're doing it. You know, you can say things like, I realized I need focus time to work on strategy, so I'm going to limit my meetings on certain days. I'm turning off notifications after 6 o'clock so I can recharge, so I'll respond to any texts the next day. You don't owe anyone a big explanation. Just be confident in your choices, and they'll respect that. The more intentional you are about your time, the more others will learn to respect it, even if they didn't at the beginning. In the long run, they are also going to notice how great it is for everyone when you are stronger because of your calendar. You'll probably feel less anxious and more put together, which is going to come across to those around you. It's a win-win. Now, if you want to nerd out like me and go deeper into the how of time management, there are 2 books I absolutely love, and I recommend them to anyone who wants to learn more about this stuff. The first one is one that I read, I don't know, decades ago. But it's called Time Management from the Inside Out by Julie Morgenstern. Julie shares this really great story about when she had her first kiddo and she was going to take them to the park. And she realized, oh, wait, I'm going to need this and I'm going to need that and I'm going to need this. And by the time she figured out all the things that she needed to get out of the house with this kiddo and put together her diaper bag, she realized she'd run out of time to go to the park. And she realized she needed to change what was important. Her story about becoming a mom and realizing she needed a plan for her time changed how I thought about my time management and relating it back to my priorities. And the second one that I love is Atomic Habits by James Clear. Now, this one's all about how to make habits and how to make small and consistent changes that are going to transform your daily life. So it fits really well with the time management from Julie. And if you struggle like me sometimes to stick with routines, or you just want to build better habits around your time, this one's a game changer. I'll, of course, make sure to link both in the show notes so you can check them out. So with all that said, here's what I want you to remember. Time management isn't about control. It's about freedom. Freedom to focus on what matters most, freedom to rest without guilt, and freedom to lead with clarity and purpose. As nonprofit leaders, we give so much of ourselves to others. But your mission needs you healthy, rested, and present. So take the time. Protect your time. Plan for your time. And make sure it reflects the life you actually want to live. I hope this helps you guys. That's it for today's episode of the Nonprofit Nook. If this resonated with you, I'd love to hear what changes you're planning to make this month. I'd love to have conversations about this stuff, so reach out. And remember, managing your time isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters most. Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.